tell me your name, is it sweet? She said my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was born, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it. I just kept the last of my clothes on. Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be a regular belle. I'd have to dance for little Stephen and Johanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me a kiss, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
Chelsea, I believe the way you dance and slowly sucking your soul. Play. and welcome to another edition of Marauder Baseball here on the Marauder Radio Network. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders, with you for Game 5 of 6 at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches in West Palm Beach, Florida. The Marauders and Hammerheads on a Saturday night special here at the spring training home of the Nationals and Astros. The Marauders come into this game with three consecutive victories under our belt. A 5-0 shutout triumph yesterday, a comeback effort that saw four runs scored in the top of the ninth inning on Thursday night, and then a Wednesday evening victory in which the Marauders were able to hold off a late push from the Hammerheads in innings 7, 8, and 9 due to some good bullpen efforts. Bradenton will have no easier task tonight, as starting pitching has been solid all week long for the Hammerheads. Noble Meyer makes his second career start as a professional, the 10th overall pick in the 2023 MLB draft from Jesuit High School in Portland, Oregon. Three innings pitched this year, four strikeouts and two hits in his pro debut a week ago. And really odd to see. You see guys like Tamar Johnson, who were called up at the end of the 2022 season, the same year he was drafted, for a couple of weeks. You see high school hitters a lot make that late season transition, but an 18-year-old, 6'5", 180-odd pound right-hander in the form of Noble Meyer gets his second pro start tonight for Jupiter. Both these teams fighting for a playoff spot. The Hammerheads, although they are two games under 500 in the second half, are still in first place in the Florida State League East Division, just a division that has been poor all season long in terms of their performance against opponents from the West, and that has rang true all week long here in West Palm Beach. Jupiter, a two-game lead on the Daytona Tortugas in that playoff fight, and we all know the Marauder situation. 14 games to go, two games off of Lakeland, who hold the final playoff spot in their grasp right now. They finish their series tonight and tomorrow, same as the Marauders finish their series here, taking on Clearwater at Joker Merchant Stadium, the first half champions in the West. Clearwater, a team that looked untouchable when we've needed them a few times in the second half to come up with big wins against Lakeland, have been unable to do so. But maybe, just maybe, they got a couple of wins left in them up north here tonight and tomorrow to hopefully put the Marauders back to a tie for first going into the final two series of the year. We need to win two. Lakeland need to lose two across Saturday and Sunday to be on level footing with 12 games to go when we kick off the series at Tuesday night at Lecom Park against the Palm Beach Cardinals. The Marauders tonight offensively, very similar look lineup this week. I think we're kind of seeing a pattern that we saw around the midpoint of the season. We had Tamar Johnson always batting two. You had Samillo in the 3-4. Finding that consistency, finding our lineup, to put it in quotations, our guys that we're going to have to try and push for the playoffs and hopefully bring a ring back to the friendly city. Jeb leading off, Lonnie White Jr. batting second. Cal Mitchell will hit third in right field, making his third rehab start with Bradenton. Nolasco DHing and cleaning it up. Omar Alfonso will bat fifth and play at first. Castillo sixth at second base. Campagna de los Santos and Planchart go 7, 8, and 9, left third, and catching is Planchy tonight. The Marauders pitching-wise will have their all-season-long grinder, Dominic Piracci, on the mound. The left-hander, a perfect 5-0 record across 15 starts, a 4.52 ERA, 84 strikeouts, and 81 and two-thirds inning averages over a K per frame in 2023. Piracci and Meyer should be a good pitching matchup. The Marauders have out-hit Jupiter all series long, but we've seen a fair few pitchers' duels spark in the early few innings this week. Could be more of the same tonight. And if it's more of the same, it should mean our Marauders win their fourth game in a row. First pitch right around the corner. Marauders and Hammerheads in the penultimate matchup of the final time these two teams will meet in 2023. I'm your voice of the Marauders, Ben Picorni. Stick around for first pitch here moments away on the Marauder Radio Network.
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off! It's a beautiful day for a ball game, for a ball game today. The fans are out to get a ticket or two, from Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo. It's a beautiful day for a home run, but even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo.
cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today. At the ball game, a wonderful ball game today. Wow!
Hello and welcome to another edition of Marauder Baseball here on the Marauder Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you on another beautiful night in West Palm Beach, Florida. The Marauders and Hammerheads in Game 5 of the series. Had a little pregame runaround before we'll touch on the lineups one final time here before getting underway. Jeb leading off, White Jr. second, Mitchell and Nolasco 3-4, Omar 5th, Jesus Castillo, the league walks leader 6th, Campagna de los Santos and Planchart goes 7-8-9. For Bradenton, for Jupiter, Noble Meyer starts, 10th overall pick in the 2023 draft out of Jesuit High School in Portland, Oregon. 3 innings pitched as a pro, 4 Ks, 2 hits, no walks, no earned runs for him. Off to a fine start. Defensively, backing up Meyer tonight is Prater behind home plate, Vrondenberg at first, Lewis and Olmstead up the middle, Santiago at third, Robertson left, DeLeo in center, and Alderman in right field tonight for the home team. The Marauders 2 games back of the Lakeland Flying Tigers. 14 games to go, including tonight's contest. Time running out in the hunt for the final playoff spot in the Florida State League West Division. The Marauders hoping for a little boost, a little bit of help from the Threshers tonight, who take on the Flying Tigers. That series is split at 2 apiece thus far. Hoping for back-to-back Threshers wins tonight and tomorrow afternoon to put the Marauders on the doorstep of the postseason and hopefully go back to Leacom Park on Tuesday night, tied for the top spot in the division. Marauders in their alternate road black jerseys, a black script B on the left breast outlined in gold, gold accents as well on the sides of the uniforms, gray pants with the Pirates black and gold piping up the sides of both. Mitch Jeb will step into the batter's box. The home alternate teal number for the Hammerheads, Miami Marlin-esque, black caps, white pants for the home team. Mitch Jeb in the batter's box, first pitch to the top of the order man of the ball game. Fastball at the knees, called a strike. We're underway here at 6:03 local on a beautiful Saturday night in West Palm Beach, Florida. Meyer with the 0-1 pitch. Weakly grounded toward short. Tough play for Olmstead. Picks on the backhand. Throw to first. Just in time to get Jeb. That is a tough man to cut down. Sprinting down the line. Olmstead made it look easy. Out number one in the game. Talk about Noble Meyer. 10th overall pick. 18 years old. Sits 97-99 with his fastball. 6'5", 185 pounds. Lonnie White Jr. up. First pitch. Fastball. Gets a favorable call on the inner edge for strike one. White Jr. batting 250 this year, a solid 405 on base percentage. 0-1. Taken, slider dives away. Ball to strike the count now. 80 on the slider, 97 on the fastball. What a change of speeds for the young starter. The 1-1. Lonnie takes, slider misses low and away, 2-1 now. White Jr. in last night's game was 0-4. Did have a run scored in the seventh inning. Next pitch to him. On the outer edge, a fastball at 97 on the gun for strike two. Parapiece pitch with one away and the base is empty for Meyer to White Jr. on its way home. Taken low. Lonnie watches a fastball miss a couple of inches. No more than below the kneecaps. Full count now at 3-2. Meyer rocks and comes home again. Lonnie takes, breaking ball called, strike three. Eats up a good part of the outer half of the plate. White Jr. down looking, 2 away in the inning now. Cal Mitchell, the AAA rehabber in now. Mitchell 1-for-6 in 2 games played with the Marauders, has an RBI. And it was a massively important RBI. Back on Thursday night. Takes fastball missing way inside here. Jumps out of the way of it. Gets out of the box in time. 1-0. Mitchell instrumental in that comeback win on Thursday. The 1-0 pitch from Meyer. Grounded hard, base hit into right field. First baseman Vrondenberg, no chance at it. He's frozen by the hot shot ground ball. A two-out single for Mitchell. Gives the Marauders some offensive life here in the opening half inning. Brings up Rodolfo Nolasco. Noli having a great series, having a great past few weeks. Rodolfo yesterday 1-for-4 with an RBI single. He's the team leader with 59 runs batted in this year. Mentioned the past few weeks have been good to him, hitting .344 in the last 10 games. A lot more patient at the plate lately. First pitch to him. Misses inside. Fastball about a foot off the inner edge, makes it 1-0. Nolasco top three in the league in homers with 16 this year. Second amongst active players. Conservative lead at first for Mitchell. Vrondenberg holding him on nonetheless. The 1-0 pitch to Rodolfo Nolasco. Grounded hard toward short. Olmstead will scoop and take the short route to second in time, ending the inning. Nolasco deserved more there. 1-0-3. Crunches it off the bat, but straight at the man up the middle to end the inning. No score going to the bottom of the first. Paracci to the mound for the Marauders when we come back.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways, and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at RainsandMarauders.com.
Back here for the bottom of the first inning at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches, Ben Picorni with you. Marauders starter Dominic Paracci getting in his final warm-up tosses. Paracci a 5-0 record this year, making his 16th start. 4.52 ERA in 81 innings plus, has 84 strikeouts. Paracci faces the lineup of Jordan McCants DHing, Lewis and Roberts batting 2 and 3, Kemp Alderman cleaning it up. Brock Vrondenberg bats 5th, Jake DeLeo 6th, Santiago Olmstead and Prater go 7, 8, and 9 defensively. Giovanni Plant sharp catches. Omar Alfonso at first. Castillo and Jeb up the middle. De Los Santos at third. Campagna in left. White Jr. in center. Cal Mitchell starting in right. McCann's batting .225 this year. .250 in his last 10 games. First pitch from Paracci. Fastball misses. Letter high for ball one. Paracci, Owen Kellington, and Wilbur Dotel. All guys that were here on opening day for Bradenton. Paracci's 1-0 fastball nails the bottom edge of the strike zone. McCants takes at the knees, and it's 1-1. Even offering. Fastball in a really good spot. Gets the corner up and away, but not the call from the home plate umpire, Justin Hopkins. 2-1 the count now. The 2-1 pitch. Popped foul and out of play. Up and over the third base side, dug out of the Hammerheads for strike two. Pair of piece pitch from Paracci to McCants on its way. Fastball misses way inside. McCants jumps out of the way, but 92 on the gun from Paracci. Usually sits high 80s and at 90. Fires that one up. Full count pitch. Popped foul and out of play. McCants swings and spoils ball 4 down the left field line. We'll do it again. It's a gift from the leadoff man to give Paracci an extra life here. .32 again. Popped foul and out of play again. We'll try the 3-2 for a third time here to the leadoff man, Jordan McCants. Eighth pitch of the opening trip on its way. Call the ball misses 2 or 3 inches off the inner half. Ball 4. Not the best of starts for the Marauders tonight defensively. A leadoff walk to Jordan McCants, who has 30 stolen bases this year, the team leader for the Hammerheads. Ian Lewis up, batting 225 this year, but is the team leader with 41 RBI and 5 homers. 308 on base percentage for him. Shows bunt, can't get it down, does offer at it though. For strike one, Lewis tried to argue that he pulled it back. That may be the case, but he ran down the first baseline. I think any time that you're going to almost step out of the batter's box entirely, you're going to get called for offering at it 9 times out of 10. The 0-1 holds back the bunt, instead takes a looping breaking ball down the heart of the plate for strike two call. Paracci set the 0-2, looking for out number one. We'll have to wait as he steps and fires over towards first. Jupiter, a team that has struggled in the second half, though they find themselves in first place in the division. 0-2 pitch misses eye level. Fastball way up above the top edge, makes it 1-2. Jupiter in the first half hit .248 as a team, .234 now in half number two. OBP down about 20 points as well. Time called by the batter, Lewis, before Paracci could bring home the 1-2. He'll step out. One thing that has showed up is the power hitting for Jupiter. 32 home runs with 14 games to go in the second half. They had just 27 across 66 games in half number one. But runs per game and OPS all down. Next pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. Nasty breaking ball sends Lewis flinging the bat out in front, coming up empty for out number one. And that East Division, it's frustrating is the term I would use. Just seeing a team that is under 500 by 2 games in the second half of the season, but is in first place and in a playoff spot by 2 games. Brett Roberts up, takes fastball down around the ankles. He'll get ahead 1-0. Roberts, the team batting average leader, .265 amongst qualified players this year. .306 on base percentage. That's a trend for all these guys. Only about a 40-50 point difference between the average and the OBP. Backdoor slider from Paracci finds the edge, and it's called 1-1 now. Frustrating, the term I would use, though. The Marauders in the second half, 12 games above .500. We're not even in a playoff spot. Next pitch, call the ball. Got the top edge of the strike zone, but Justin Hopkins squeezing Paracci early here. 2-1 the count now. Next pitch, swing and a miss, breaking ball, cut straight through for strike two. Paracci now a swing and a miss away from his second consecutive strikeout after giving up the leadoff walk. 2-2 with one away, McCants the runner at first, has yet to try and take off. See if he does so here. Pitch from Paracci, call the ball. That got a hearty helping of the strike zone. Zone just seems to be getting smaller and smaller with every pitch Paracci throws. Full count now at 3-2. Trying to avoid two walks here in the first inning. Runner takes off. Pitch misses way up and outside for ball four. A few feet off the outer edges of the fastball. Two walks, put two on with one away here in the first inning for Jupiter now. Paracci in early trouble. Kemp Alderman, the cleanup man, steps in. Batting 171 this year, a .272 OBP. Alderman bats .227 with a runner in scoring position. Has an opportunity here. Paracci's first pitch to him. Weak bouncer towards third base is going to trickle foul and roll towards the coach's box down that side for strike one. Nelson Prada, the Jupiter manager, scoops it up, tosses it into his own dugout on the third base side. Two speedsters on the bases for Jupiter. 0-1, swing and a miss. Breaking ball has Alderman out in front, and he falls behind, none and two. .02 with one away. Paracci a chance to get one step closer to getting out of the inning. Pitch home. In the dirt. Hits the foot of Alderman. And the base is loaded now. From 0-2 with a chance to get your second strikeout or a double play ball. turns into the bases loaded now with just one away. Brings up Brock Vandenberg, hitting 203 this year, but batting 306 in the last 10 games. Hottest hitter on the team for Jupiter. First pitch to him, hitting the air left center field towards the gap, racing after it, White Jr. He won't get there. That one's going to fall. One run will score the throw to third. Not in time. An RBI run scoring error. Not sure what to call it yet, but it is a 1-0 Jupiter scoreline here. Paracci's free bases coming back to haunt him in the first inning. Bases still loaded, still just one away. They're going to score to base hit. RBI number 7 of the year for Vandenberg. Now Jake DeLeo up. 261 hitter. Takes fastball off the plate, but Paracci gets the strike call to make it 0-1. A one pitch. Fouled off to the backstop for strike two. Paracci hunting that punch outer. Preferably a double play ball here. O2 count with one out. Bases loaded. Broder's down already. Breaking ball from Paracci misses about half a foot outside for ball one. Now the 1-2 from the left-hander. Check swing. Did he go? No. Come on. Not much closer you could get to going around on it. Friendly call there for DeLeo makes it 2-2. Bases loaded. One out. Paracci already 26 pitches thrown. 2-2. Misses in the dirt. Full count now. Up 0-2. Now at risk of walking in a run. Similar thing with Alderman at the plate. Was 0-2 count before Paracci hit him with a breaking ball. He's got to find the rectangle here. Full count, one away, the pitch from Paracci. Crushed to center field. White Jr. has a read on it. He will make the catch charging in. Runner will try to come home. Lonnie will throw to the infield as easily jogging in to score as Roberts to make it 2-0 Jupiter. RBI number 11 of the year for DeLeo, and the Marauders in an early two-run hole here now. Giovanni Planchart's going to call time and head out to chat with Paracci on the mound. Omar Alfonso, the first baseman, will join the pair to possibly translate, I assume. But Planchi, Omar, two best English speakers out of non-American players, though Omar was born in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Does not claim the U.S. as his home. Planchi back to his post behind home plate. As close to a nightmare of a beginning to this one as we could get. Carlos Santiago up. Two on, two outs. Paracci trying to limit the damage. First pitch to Santiago. Weak tapper hits the leg of the batter in the box. Rolls harmlessly down the third baseline into foul grassy territory for strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch from Dominic Paracci. Weak bouncer to third. De Los Santos with a good pick on the charge. Transfers and throws to first in time to finally end this inning. Two-run score on just one hit for Jupiter. They leave a pair of men left on. It's a two-run lead going to the second inning when we come back for the home side on the Marauder Radio Network.
All I wanna do is put a drink in my hand. To fill it up.
Back here for the top of the second inning. Marauders down in an early hole. 2-0 Jupiter the score. Omar Alfonso, Jesus Castillo, and Sergio Campagna set to lead it off here. Meyer punched out one, gave up a hit, and got out of the first inning unscathed. First pitch to Omar. Fastball misses high for ball one. Alfonso, the catcher turned first baseman tonight, batting .241 this year. Solid .385 on base percentage. 1-0. Taken. Well off the plate, but a strike call to make it 1-1. Could fit a dictionary in between the edge of the strike zone and that pitch. 1-1. Omar pops it weakly. Straight back to the backstop. Off the netting, it falls for strike two. Omar batting .267 in the last 10. Was 2-for-4 yesterday with an RBI. Walked as well. The 1-2 pitch from Noble Meyer to Omar Alfonso leading off the second inning. Right-hander rocks and fires home. Misses outside. Same spot as the pitch called a strike earlier this time. Hopkins recalibrates that strike zone. Right call made, it's 2-2 the count. Infield backs off, the 2-2 on its way to Alfonso. Back foot slider misses down in the dirt. Kicks up some chalk around the batter's box. Full count now at 3-2. Meyer yet to walk a man as a professional. See if Omar can draw base hitter ball four. 3-2 popped up in the infield. Olmstead, the shortstop, circling under it, makes an authoritative call. He's called off late. That ball's going to fall. What was Brett Roberts, the left fielder, thinking? Ball that lands 2 feet into the grass in the outfield. Olmstead, the shortstop, was under it for a solid 5 or 6 seconds, calling it, waving everybody off. Olmstead does his job when the outfielder calls him off. He gets out of the way, but Roberts was nowhere near it. It falls 5 feet in front of the left fielder. It's going to go down as a base hit for Alfonso to start the inning. Jesus Castillo up now. League walks leader. Takes fastball missing inside. Gets ahead 1-0. Casti batting .097 in the last 10. Still the solid .384 on base percentage throughout this season. The 1-0 pitch from Noble Meyer on its way to Casti. Shows bunt, pulls back, but the pitch is called a strike regardless as it lands right down the middle for strike one. Conservative lead at first for Omar, held on though nonetheless by Vrondenberg. The 1-1. Breaking ball misses, couple of feet outside, sliding on his knees to his left as the catcher Sam Prater to snare it and stop it from getting to the backstop. Two balls and a strike to count now to Jesus. Pitch from Meyer on its way now. Popped up high in the air behind home plate. It'll get foul and out of play. Way over the press box, down onto the concourse. Strike two to Castillo. Alfonso takes his lead at first. Gustavo Amaña coaching there tonight. 2-2 count to Castillo. Meyer set. Righty fires home. Swing and a miss. Castillo way, way late. Had a fastball in the outer half of the plate. One away. Here now in the top of the second inning. Brings up Sergio Campagna. Campagna batting .167 with an RBI. Has struggled with striking out. First pitch to Campagna from Noble. Behind the head, Sergio somehow gets out of the way. That was a almost robotic move by Campagna to duck the fastball headed straight for his face. 1-0 the count now. That'll wake him up for sure. Next pitch. Grounded hard, a base hit right field. That one's going to squeak through the 3-4 hole. Up to second is Alfonso Campagna with a well-struck ground ball, 105 off the bat the other way to put two men on with one out now for your Donnie De Los Santos. It has been a rough week for your Donnie. Batting 121 in the last 10 games, but a lot of strikeouts here in the road trip. And at the first month of his stint in Bradenton, it was swinging strikeouts the problem. Now it's taking full count pitches down the middle. Taking pitches right in that center ninth square of the plate. First pitch here is bounced foul by him down the third base side. 0-1 to start. Iordanae with a couple of strikeouts yesterday looking at pitches down the middle where he just stood there in the batter's box for maybe 20, 30 seconds upset with the call. But not much he had to argue. Myers 0-1. Iordanae takes breaking ball, falls off the outer edge. Misses good foot off the plate. It's 1-1 now. De Los Santos, 121 at-bats, 60 strikeouts. Just under 50% K rate. Ball and a strike with one out. Planchart in the on-deck circle. Alfonso at second. Campagna the runner at first. The 1-1. Misses away. Fastball. Foot outside for ball two. Unopposed leads for the base runners for Bradenton. Down 2-0 here in the top of the second inning, but off to a good start in the frame. The 2-1. Iordanae takes, fastball misses high. And the count moves to 3-3. Noble, Meyer at risk of walking him loaded. The 3-1 pitch. Fouled off, De Los Santos gets a middle heater. Can't square it up. Full count now at 3-2. Alfonso at second, Campagna at first. Both men with hard hit singles here in the inning. It's a relative term. The 3-2. Fisted line drive towards center field. That's going to drop in. Alfonso will move up to third. Campagna holds at second base, and the base is loaded. Here in the top of the second inning, a fisted line drive that just floats its way into the shallow center field. Alfonso had to wait to see if the shortstop Olmstead was going to get there, so unable to come around and score. But now a Marauder on every pillow for the runner in scoring position specialist Giovanni Planchart. Mound visit here, Glenn Dishman, the pitching coach, out there to have a chat to the just 18-year-old right-handed starter. Planchart, this year with the bases loaded, has a .375 average, 3 hits and 8 trips, 7 RBI, a walk and just 1 strikeout, and that's what makes guys like Planchy and Omar so, so good in these opportunities, is that Alfonso and Planchart are never trying to do too much. Alfonso actually has never struck out with the bases loaded. They know that just putting the ball in play with a simple approach or taking a ball for to keep the line moving is the way to go about things. First pitch to Planchart after the mound visit. He takes fastball high. Favorable call there. Strike called. It's 0-1. Planchy batting .233 this year. Was off yesterday. Previous, 2-for-5 with 2 doubles. The 0-1. He takes breaking ball, fair few feet outside. Sliding stop, diving to the right from the catcher, Prater. Ball and a strike to count. Omar clapping his hands at third, trying to will Planchy to a base hit here. The 1-1 pitch from Noble Meyer to Giovanni Planchart. Popped foul. First base side, long run for Vrondenberg. He will run out of room. That ball thunders off the top of the Marauder dugout. Ball and 2 strikes the count now. Bases loaded, 1 out. Marauders hoping to get at least 1 out of this golden scoring opportunity in the top of the second inning. Alfonso at third, Campagna at second, De Los Santos at first. Meyer in his second outing as a pro. Trying to pitch out of trouble. His 1-2 to Planchard on its way home. Popped up, foul it out of play. First base side again. Planchard earns himself another 1-2 pitch. Ball and two with one away. Meyer again trying to put away Planchard. Pitch home. Hit the air down the right field line. It's going to slice foul and out of play. Well struck, though, by Planchy. He loves to take the ball the other way. That's how he got his two doubles on Thursday night. Good opposite field pieces of work. Sixth pitch of the trip. The third 1-2 offering from Meyer to Planchard. On its way home. Check swing. Did he go? No. Great call by the field umpire, Connor Crowell. Wouldn't have been shocked to see him put the arm up there. Airs on the side of caution, and it's 2-2 to Planchard now. Seventh pitch of the trip, 38th in the outing for Meyer. Right-hander set, pitch on its way. Taken, missing outside. Great take by Planchy. Slider, no more than a ball width off the low and away corner. Runs the count full at 3-2. Eighth pitch of this battle upcoming. Base hit or ball four scores the first run of the game for the Marauders. The 3-2 with one out on its way home. Misses for ball four. What an at-bat by Giovanni Planchard to bring a run home to score and cut the deficit to one here in the top of the second inning. Falls behind 1-2, fouls off a pair of pitches, and works himself on for free. Alfonso scores, Campagna to third, De Los Santos to second. The RBI walk gives Planchard 41 runs batted in this year now. As I talked about when he stepped into the batter's box, he is a guy that is not afraid or ashamed to just take his walk and keep the line moving. It's exactly what he did there to bring around the top of the order in Mitch Jebb with still one out. And the base is still loaded for the Marauders. Base hit could give the young Buccos an early lead. Overcome this two-run deficit after just half an inning. First pitch to Jeb, who's 0-for-1 with a ground out. Fastball in the low and in corner is called a strike. It's 0-1. Big spot here for Mitch. 263 hitter with Risp. The 0-1 from Noble Meyer. Jeb takes, slider in the dirt. Backhand pickup by the catcher Prater to save it from getting away. 1-1 the count now to Jeb. Six RBI this year. Was the first of the Marauders, or rather Pirates draft class, to appear in Bradenton. The 1-1. Misses low, fastball down around the ankles, makes it 2-1. So as Paracci had a pitch count eating inning in the first, Meyer facing that same threat here. Two balls and a strike with one out, bases juiced. Pitch home. Taken high, fastball crosses at the letters, and it's 3-1 now. Jeb a chance to draw back-to-back walks for Bradenton to tie it up. Campagna at third, Giordani at second, Planchy at first. The 3-1 pitch from Meyer. Jeb grounds it weakly towards second base, scooped up by Lewis. His throw to first in time to get out number two. But a run does come into score, and it's a brand new game. RBI ground out. Levels the game at a pair of runs for either side. Campagna scores. Up to third is De Los Santos. Planchard at second now. And that looks like the end of the outing for Noble Meyer. I think he's learned one thing for sure here in his second outing as a pro. It ain't going to be as easy facing the Bradenton Marauders as it is to face the St. Lucie Mets. A lesson learned as the Hammerheads go to the bullpen. We'll step aside for the change when we come back. Top of the second inning with two away. The Marauders two in scoring position. now tied at 2-2. Stick around.
Hitching the boat up, backing down the ramp in my old truck to find a bunch of laws, to catch a bunch of hogs. Yeah, I wrote the book, yeah, I wrote the book. If you want to learn to throw a curve right, catch a clean up, looking on a third strike, talk a little smack while he's walking back. Yeah, I wrote the book, but there's one that led by the lamp on the night. She had her life straight. She said she loved it. I was good at everything. One day she left me in a cloud of dust, cause I never was too good at picking up.
Back here after the pitching change, Colin Lowe, the right-hander on the mound now. Lowe, a free agent signing in 2022. 3.62 ERA this year, facing Lonnie White Jr. Lonnie takes a big cut and a miss at a first pitch fastball on the outer edge of the plate, falls behind 0-1. White Jr. 0-1 in the game, a looking strikeout back in the first. One strike offering from the righty. Swing and a miss. White Jr. again way late. Cutting and missing. This time off the outside part of the plate, falls behind 0-2. De Los Santos at third, Planchard at second. Big two-out RBI chance here for Lonnie White Jr. Could give Bradenton the lead with a base hit. Low set, the 0-2 on its way to White Jr. Swing and a miss. Lonnie chases a breaking ball in the dirt, sees three pitches, and ends up as out number three in the inning. Marauders do get two runs and are able to tie this contest up. Going to the bottom of the second, 2-2 the score when we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Back here for the bottom of the second at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Marauders 2, Hammerheads 2, our score. 40 minutes into the game, just an inning and a half gone by. A tortoise-type speed here thus far. Procci likes to work quickly, though. Just got himself into some self-created trouble with two walks and a man hit by a pitch in the first inning to load him up with one away. Johnny Olmstead will lead off the second. First pitch to him. Fastball in the outer half of the plate. Called a strike. It's 0-1. Score update in Lakeland. Top of the third inning. 1-0 Clearwater there so far. Paracci's next pitch, a breaking ball, bounces in the dirt in front of home plate for ball one. One hit, two earned, a hit batsman and two walks in the first. Paracci did pick up a big punch out facing Ian Lewis in the inning, though. The left-hander's 1-1 offering. Popped up, third base side of the diamond. De Los Santos will be called off by Jeb, who circles towards the foul line and makes the catch on the cusp of foul ground. P6 for out number one. Brings up Sam Prater, the nine-hole hitter and catcher, batting 175 this year, just a 244 OBP. First pitch to him. Popped foul and out of play. Way back up and over the press box, it'll fly. 0-1 the count. Next pitch popped up again. This time out of play, first base side. Four, strike two. The 0-2 offering. Letter high heater taken for ball one. Paracci, though, worked so well out of the first inning to salvage the frame. His 1-2 breaking ball here loops above the top edge of the strike zone, comfortably taken for ball two to level the count by Prater. Kept the pitch count down below 35 in that first inning. The 2-2 now from the lefty. Check swing, yes he did. Strike three, two away. Paracci swords him for his second K of the night. Flips it to the top of the order in Jordan McCants. Two outs and the base is empty for him. McCants walked and scored a run in the first inning. Stolen base leader for Jupiter. Takes breaking ball off the outer half of the plate. Planchard worked hard to try and hold it at the edge, but home plate umpire not biting. 1-0 the count. Next pitch, weakly line to left, down the foul line. That's a fair ball. McCants is going to try and stretch for a double. The throw from Campagna, not in time. McCants lucky to get in there safely with a double. Campagna misplayed the ball. Up against the wall in foul territory. Would have had him by a couple of feet, but just couldn't cleanly get a pickup and transfer to throw to the base. Two out double. Shows Jupiter are still a threat to take the lead back in this inning. Lewis 0 for 1 with a strikeout tonight. Paracci punched him out in the first inning. 2-2 ball game. Paracci's first pitch fouled off the end of the bat. That'll spin towards the Marauder dugout. Matt Ford tries to make a play on it, can't come up with it. 0-1 the count to Lewis. Paracci's one strike pitch. Bounced in the dirt, great block by Planchy. Squares the chest to the breaking ball in the dirt to hold it in front of him, keep McCants planted at second base. 1-1 the count. The 1-1 pitch from Paracci with two away in the inning. Call the ball, fastball. Eat up a good part of the low and outside corner. Still trying to get a read on where this strike zone is tonight. 2-1 the count now. Paracci fires. And that's called a strike, a breaking ball that looked well upstairs. Levels the count at 2-2. Paracci is swinging a miss away from hanging his first zero of the game to keep it tied at 2. The 2-2. Misses way inside, almost hits Lewis. Surprised it did not. A ball in the count, full at 3-2 now. McCants at second after the double. Payoff pitch, 3-2, two out. Paracci comes set, checks, and fires home. Called, strike three. Breaking ball freezes Lewis. He's down looking to end the inning. That is right down the middle to close out the frame in fine style. Paracci K's a pair in the second. 2-2 the score going to the third inning when we come back.
guys, it ain't no surprise. Sparks started flying like the 4th of July. She gets me so hot and my heart starts popping. We get to kissing, there ain't no stopping. When it comes to love, she ain't no slacker. My little darling is a firecracker. When I light the fuse, I gotta get back quick. You gotta be careful with a dynamite stick. Son of a gun, she's fun to handle, and she packs a punch like a Roman candle. She's a pack of black cats in a red paper wrapper. My little darling is a firecracker. We might not ought to take a roll in the hay, cause we burned the barn down one of these days. We're a match made in heaven, and it ain't no joke. But I sure hate to see it go up in smoke. We got a good thing going, and it feels so right. She's a firecracker, she's the light of my life.
Back here for the top of the third inning at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Marauders 2, Hammerheads 2, the score. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Young Buccos, with you as always. Game 118 played, 119 of the schedule here in 2023. What a long ride it has been, and it is not over yet. Cal Mitchell leading off the third. One for one with a hard hit ground ball single back in the first inning. Lowe's first full inning of work. Starts with a fastball on the outer edge. Gets him ahead 0-1. The 0-1 from the right-hander rocking home. Changeup misses up and away. Non-competitive pitch draws the count level at 1-1. Even offering from the Hammerhead right-hander. Struck well in the air to center field by Mitchell. Having a read on it is DeLeo. He'll jog on and make the catch. One away. That wind hammering in from center field as it has all week here in Palm Beach. DeLeo was for a couple of seconds on a dead sprint to the warning track. Then had to charge in on it. Alaska up, grounded out to end the first inning last time up. Hit it at 105 off the bat. Just not rewarded for solid contact on that occasion. Takes a slider low and away. Gets ahead 1-0 in this trip. Low out of the windup, his 1-0. On its way home to Rodolfo. Fastball misses away, but Cole the strike off the plate. 1-1 the count, though. Corner infielders playing even with the back. Middle guys up on the grass. Rather back on the grass, I should say. The 1-1 chase and a miss. Nolasco down to a knee. Swing and miss it at a breaking ball. Well low and outside. Four strike two. Lowe's 1-2 pitch on its way. Check swing in the dirt from Nolasco. He does go around, says the field umpire, and there's two down now. That was an at-bat where Lowe clearly had Nolasco on ice skates. That was an at-bat we'd be more familiar with a month ago from Rodolfo than with how he's been approaching each AB lately. Chasing and missing away and then a check swing at a ball in the dirt to end it. Omar Alfonso in now. Takes a fastball low and away. Again, the zone expands. It's called a strike 0-1. Omar 1-for-1, a single. And a run scored tonight. Next pitch, called a strike. He does go around at it. It seems on the check swing regardless, 0-2 the count. Alfonso will call time and step out. Lowe trying to make it a 9-pitch, top of the third inning. Right-hander set, the 0-2 pitch to Omar Alfonso. Taken the dirt, ball kicks away from the catcher, Prater. Alfonso, with about a fifth of a swing, holds up in plenty of time. No appeal requested by the backstop. 1-2 the count. See if Omar can extend this top of the third inning. Lowe's 1-2 home. Misses Lowe. Fastball around the ankles. 2-2 the count. Want to say hello to Travis Persinger, Ticketmaster and broadcast partner of mine, tuning in tonight from back in Bradenton, rather in Palmetto. 2-2. High bouncer towards the mound. The pitcher Lowe fields comfortably and flips to first, inning over. Marauders set down in 1-2-3 fashion on just 11 pitches in the third inning. We go to the bottom half. Bradenton and Jupiter tied at 2.
I'm Lieutenant Jim Buford with the Florida Highway Patrol. Street racing, stunt driving, and roadway takeovers have become increasingly common in Florida. These dangerous and illegal activities endanger the participants, spectators, and innocent bystanders. FHP and our law enforcement partners are actively involved in enforcing and investigating any occurrence. But we need your help in reporting these events. If you see street racing, stunt driving, or a roadway takeover in progress, call Star FHP. This will direct you to the closest dispatch center for help. If you have knowledge or video of individuals participating in street racing, stunt driving, or roadway takeovers, email us at stopracing@flhsmv.gov. Again, email us at stopracing@flhsmv.gov.
Back here for the bottom of the third at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Marauders 2, Hammerheads 2, the score. Paracci out for his third inning of work. Steadied the ship in the second after a rocky start to the night. He'll face 3, 4, and 5, Roberts. The left fielder leading it off. He drew a walk in the first inning and came around to score a run in the frame. 3 Ks, 2 walks, 2 hits, and 2 earned so far for Paracci. His first pitch breaking ball misses high to Roberts. Batting average leader of the Hammerheads will start ahead 1-0. Next pitch floats high. Another off-speed delivery. Can't find the strike zone. It's 2-0. It's the game, and Lakeland goes to the fourth inning. Clearwater still ahead 1-0 there. Paracci's 2-0 fastball misses away. 3-0 the count. Blanchy ready to throw the ball back to him. Paracci trying to clean off the cleats on the scraper on the backside of the mound. The 3-0 pitch to Roberts. Fastball finds a home. Middle in for strike one called. Still an uphill fight here. 3 balls and a strike to count. Next pitch misses about a foot outside for ball 4. Fastball can't find the zone. On that occasion, a leadoff walk for Roberts. Puts a speedy runner on base, 4 free to start the inning. First pitch to the next man up. Kemp Alderman misses a good couple of feet outside for ball 1. 5 balls, 1 strike to start the inning. The 1-0. Popped foul and out of play. First base side for strike 1. Even offering. Man, another big miss outside. Planned sharp with a great reach to his right. Stop that one from getting to the backstop. Fastball 2 or 3 feet off the plate. Paracci's next pitch. Foul to the backstop for strike 2. Tip straight to the netting. Chance to pick up a big first out here. Two and two the count with nobody out and a man at first. Left-hander fires, runner takes off. Pitch misses, throw down is offline and into center field. Up to third goes Roberts, stealing second and advancing 90 feet away from scoring on the throwing error by Planchard. A ball to call on the pitch as well, even though it was in the strike zone. On track, man. A whole ball inside the zone. Full count now. And the go-ahead run 90 feet away. Next pitch, tipped into the mid of Planchard, but he drops it. Had it for half a second, but could not hang on. We'll do the 3-2 again. Procci does have a free base to work with at first. Another full count offering to Alderman. Weakly grounded toward short. Jeb Fields, they got the runner hung up. He will turn him back to the bag and throw it to first in time for out number one. A great play by Mitch Jeb. Positioned perfectly to field it. Watch the runner Roberts dive back to third safely before firing a strike to get Alderman at first for out number one. Textbook defensive play there. Brock Rondenberg up. He's already one for one with an RBI single. Infield stays in. He takes breaking ball down in the dirt. Gets ahead 1-0. Procci approaching 60 pitches in the outing. 57 the mark right now. His 0-1 fastball misses inside by a foot. It's 2-0. 58 pitches, 30 strikes, 28 balls for Procci. Trying to find that strike zone early in the count. The 2-0. Called a strike at the knees. The Marauders get one to go their way there. 2-1 now. Hoping for that infield pop out or hard hit ball to the infielders playing up. 2-1 pitch, a check swing. Appeal doesn't go, but the pitch is in the exact same spot. I mean, could not be any more in the exact same spot than the last offering. That was called strike one, so 3-1 the count now. Procci set the pitch. Foul ball rolling down the first baseline. Full count now at 3-2. Big pressure pitch here for Procci. The 3-2 with one away and a runner at third. Tap towards second. Castillo has no play at home. A run will score. Jesus throws to first to get out number two, but the free base comes back to hurt Procci. Jupiter back in front, 3-2 now. Every run that has scored so far for Jupiter has reached on a walk. All three of them. Just two hits for three runs for the Hammerheads so far. Jake DeLeo up, cuts and misses, 93 on the gun from Procci. That might be the first time all year we've seen him throw 93. Procci wanting to work quickly. Home plate umpire Justin Hopkins screaming at him, sprinting out to the mound, saying he's working too fast. Relax, buddy. The 0-1. Fastball called a ball. 1-1 the count now. That's the one thing that frustrates me. The 1-1 crushed to left. That ball is back and it is gone. A no-doubt homer for Jake DeLeo makes it 4-2 Jupiter. His third home run of the year. We're back where we started after the first inning, trailing by two runs. Carlos Santiago up now. Procci's going to appeal that the runner missed first, and the call is no. Two-run homer. Three hits, four runs. Santiago up, takes fastball at 94, missing outside for ball one. Procci finding his velo here in the bottom of the third inning. Next pitch, a breaking ball, misses About two ball widths high, it's 2-0. Next pitch, fastball at the knees, 91 on the gun for strike one called. Neutral offering the 2-1. Popped foul and out of play, first base side for strike two. We are no stranger to playing from behind. 2-2 pitch. Fouled off a half-hearted defensive swing from Santiago. Somehow gets a piece of a fastball away to stay alive. Paracci with another 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three, inning over. A run scoring ground out and a solo homer. Put Jupiter back up by a pair. 4-2 Hammerheads. The score going to the fourth inning when we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Sheriff Rick Wells. Last year, over 1,200 vehicles were burglarized here in Manatee County. 95% of those vehicles were left unlocked. That's over 1,000 vehicle burglaries that could have been prevented if the owner had only just locked their car. Please remember to remove your valuables and lock your cars.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Tickets Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here for the top of the fourth inning. Marauders trailing 4-2. Lowe still on the mound for Jupiter. Castillo will lead it off 0-for-1 with a strikeout. First pitch to him. Taken. Slider way inside. Called a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch from Lowe on its way. Taken off the outer edge. Changeup spins well away from the strike zone to make it 1-1. Even offering now from Lowe. Jesus takes fastball on the outer edge of the plate. Called a strike. 1-2 now. Costi trying to get on to start the inning. Rodgers down a pair. The 1-2. Called strike three. Fastball right out over the heart of the plate. Taken. Castillo down looking. There's one away in the fourth. Sergio Campagna up 1-for-1 with a hard hit single in the second inning. Shows bunt and pulls back at a fastball that misses away. Campagna will get ahead 1-0. Offering. Taken out over the heart of the plate. Well-located fastball. Moves the count 2-1-1. Next pitch from Lowe. Campagna takes right down the middle. Hung slider. Watch for strike two call. Lowe has had the Marauders off their game since he's come in. Slider dips away from him, misses way outside for ball two. But Lowe came in with runners at second and third and two away, has struck out three of the first five men he's faced. The 2-2 pitch to Campagna. crushed to center field. Way back to the warning track after it is DeLeo, still running. He can't make the play. That ball's going to fall. Heading for third is Campagna. The cutoff throw to Olmstead is not cleanly picked up. A one-out triple for Sergio Campagna. Give the Marauders some life here in the fourth inning. His second hit of the game. 107 off the bat. And with the wind blowing in, thought DeLeo was going to have a chance to run under it, nearly did. It kind of feels like when you were playing baseball or softball, slow pitch in high school maybe, at least in my experience, as De Los Santos steps in. First pitch to him. Misses away for ball one, but this field just such a graveyard. So deep, it feels like you're playing on a soccer field that has a baseball field in one of the corners of it. See, if you hit it far enough, it's just going to roll forever. No one's going to get it. As this one's lined to third into the glove at 101 off the bat. Doubled off at third is Campagna. Right when the Marauders have something cooking, it ends in a flash. L5 double play. Down in order go Bradenton. To the bottom of the fourth we go. 4-2 Jupiter, our score.
First cool snap of fall in the air. We've been waiting on it all damn year. Drag out a car, hard in a chair. Let's build a fire. Shoulder pads cracking on a high school field. Opening days on our heels. God, I love how Friday night feels. Let's build a fire. Let's build a fire. Let's crank it on up. Pour a little diesel in my cup. Finna toss it on. Y'all better back up. Let's build a fire. You can't burn it down in the neighborhood. But it's all good back in the backwoods. Let the good time just transpire. Let's build a fire. We've been talking about it since July. Tim Dunn dropped down to 45. Think it's time we take it higher. Let's build a fire. Come a little closer if you can. Put your little heart in my hand. Turn me on like an amplifier. Let's build a fire. Let's build a fire. Let's crank it on up. Pour a little diesel in my cup. Finna toss it on. Y'all better back up. Let's build a fire.
Back here for the bottom of the fourth inning. Marauders trailing 4-2 as Drake Fellows, the right-hander from Joliet Catholic Academy and Vanderbilt University, will take to the mound for Bradenton. The count will start 0-1 as Olmstead is charged with a violation. Drake's first pitch fastball nails the outside corner for strike one called. Olmstead 0-2 in the game and after one pitch is down 0-2 in the count. Fellows next pitch, check swing, did he go? No. Hitter friendly call there by the field umpire Connor Crowell. Ball one, it's 1-2. Fellows this year with a ERA that sits at a plus seven mark. Next pitch fouled out of play. For some reason Drake not on our active stat sheet. Has to be an error in the MLB system. The 1-2 pitch from Fellows to Olmstead again. Fouled off once more. Tried a third time. Next pitch, bounced in the dirt for ball two. Two and two, the count to Olmstead. P Pitch bounced weakly towards first off the glove of Alfonso. He boots it. And Olmstead's going to reach safely to start the inning. Brandon, do you have Drake in your system? There is some sort of air right now in MILB and MLB's system. Sam Prater, the nine-hole hitter, up. Pops the first pitch straight towards the backstop. Planchard chases but runs out of room for strike one. Olmstead at first after reaching on an air. MLB says Fellows is in AAA, when in fact he became a full non-rehab member of the Marauders earlier this week. Next pitch to Prater, in the zone but called a ball. Count 1-1. On the roster I sent minor league baseball yesterday. Just want to make sure I wasn't crazy. Breaking ball upstairs from Fellows. Gets a strike call at the top edge. It's 1-2. Fellows on our roster. He's on the roster I sent to minor league and major league baseball, but for some reason not showing up. The 1-2 pitch to Prater. Crushed to left center field. That one's got a chance. Way back to the track. Campagna, it's off the wall. Fielding it off the wall is White Jr. His throw to Jeb is cut off. Runner trying to come home. The throw to the plate. Got him! What a relay. White Jr. from the wall in dead center field. A strike to Jeb, who fires a sidearm toss to the plate, cutting down Olmstead for out number one. Textbook relay by the Marauders to steal away an out and stop a run from scoring. It is a double for Prater. He's at second with one away now. But in a game in which the offense is playing from behind, the defense shows up big to keep us within two runs. First pitch to McCants, taken on the outer edge for strike one. McCants a double and a walk tonight, 1-for-1. The 0-1 from the Marauder right-hander. Call the ball. Fastball has the plate, but it's 1-1 the count now. Next pitch. Dots the knees. Fastball lands the low and away corner for strike two call. The 1-2, grounded back into the glove of Fellows on the mound. He snares a rocket off the bat of McCants and flips it to first for out number two, saving a certain run-scoring hit from getting into the outfield grass. Up to third goes Prater, but Fellows with a big, big play there to get out number two. Brings up Ian Lewis, who's 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. First pitch to Lewis. Misses about a ball with outside the edge of the outer part of the plate. 1-0 the count. Next pitch misses high in the count. 2-0 now. Next pitch pops out of the mid of plant sharp. Runner thought about charging home. Dicey there. Ball and it's 3-0 to Lewis now. Pitch. Fastball at the top of the belt. Called a strike. Count moves to 3-1. Bella's able to fight back. And of course, it is 3-1 Lakeland now. In the fourth inning. Fellows set the 3-1 pitch to Lewis. Weakly grounded towards second. Castillo fields it on a knee and throws from there to first for out number three. A clean inning for Fellows, thanks to a little help from his friends on the defensive side of things. We go to the fifth. Rodder's still down 4-2 when we come back.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans, 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Tickets Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Back here for the top of the fifth inning at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Marauders trailing 4-2. 9-1-2 set to hit here in the inning. Planchart leading it off. Drew a bases loaded walk his last time up to net him an RBI in the second inning. First pitch to him from low. Misses away for ball one. Low two innings pitched, a hit and two punch out so far. Two and a third, rather, for the right-hander. His 1-0 offering. Taken inside, Planchart watches ball two to get ahead. Next pitch to Planch, he misses letter high for ball three. Three-0 pitch to Planchart, leading off the fifth inning. Fastball called a strike on the outer half. Count 3-1 now. Next pitch, called a strike. Planchart thought it was ball four. He was walking down to first. Instead, he'll have to dig in and face a full count offering now. Three-two pitch on its way. Planchy grounds it weakly to first, but it eats up the first baseman. Frondenberg makes his fifth error of the series. Man, he has had a nightmare performance this week defensively. Ball was hard hit, but I think as I said the other day with a similar play, You expect a pro first baseman to make that stop every single time. It was hit right between his legs. Just could not pick it up. Planchard reaching on the E3 to start the inning. Jeb up now, 0-2, but does have an RBI. Takes backdoor slider. That gets the outer edge of the plate. Strike called, 0-1. As they're halfway through the game, going to the bottom of the fifth in Lakeland. Tigers leading 3-1. The 0-1 pitch to Mitch on its way from low. Popped out of play. Foul on the third base side for strike two. O-2 count with nobody out. Planchard a conservative lead at first. Low fires home. Jeb weakly bounces it back to the mound. The pitcher will not throw to second, instead flipping to first to get Jeb for out number one. Third ground out of the night for Mitch. Brings up White Jr., who's 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. One swinging, one looking so far. Base hit would bring the Marauders back within a one-run total. Low set, the first offering to White Jr. Slider misses away for ball one. Lonnie ahead in the count to start. The 1-0 pitch from Low. White Jr. lines it up the middle, a base hit into center field. Planchard will be held at third late by Johnston, and wisely so, as it was a dart to home from the center fielder DeLeo. Planchy up to third, White Jr. at first with a solid base hit up the gut. 1-0-7 off the bat of White Jr. Now men at the corners with one away for Cal Mitchell. Mitchell with a single and a flyout. Has an RBI here in his rehab stint. Could make it two. First pitch misses inside. Fastball well off the plate for ball one. The 1-0 pitch from Lowe. Mitchell hits in the air to left. That one well struck down the line. Back to the track. Roberts, he makes the catch at the warning track. Coming home to score is Planchard on the sacrifice fly. The Marauders cut the deficit to one. 4-3 the score now. Now Rodolfo Nolasco steps in. The later and later we get in this series, more evident it becomes the Marauders have not homered once this week. As Nolasco fouls the first pitch straight back for strike one. The last time the Marauders did not homer in a series, I'm searching for it, and if you want a just a broad idea, I'm all the way back in June. As Nolasco hits this one hard, past the third base bag and down the corner. White Jr. is going to move up to third. JJ's going to send him home. Relay throw to the third baseman, play at the plate. Not in time! Nolasco now trying to move up to third. He's tagged out there to end the inning. But a double for Nolasco ties the game at four. Got a little risky with the base running there, and JJ having a chat with him about it. It's RBI number 60 of the year for Rodolfo. We're back to level footing halfway through this one. Bradenton 4, Jupiter 4 the score. Going to the bottom of the fifth inning when we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
town ain't small, it's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the Rockville Wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, Ump, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pen as much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep.
Back here for the bottom of the fifth inning at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Marauders 4, Jupiter 4, our score. Landon Tompkins' first pitch of the inning is smoked through the right side of the infield. Hard hit ground ball for Brett Roberts. Gets by Cal Mitchell, and now he's jogging to pick it up. Runner's going to go for third. Relay not in time. What was that from Cal Mitchell? Just totally whiffed a ground ball in the outfield. And then when it got by him, he was almost walking to pick it up. Roberts goes all the way to third, a single and an error. And after the Marauders fight so hard for the second time in the game to tie it up, a base runner 90 feet away from giving Jupiter the lead right back. My word. What the heck happened? Vandenberg up, fouls the first pitch to the backstop, rather Alderman, pardon, for strike one. But man, a mental miscue to miss the ball. But then if you're going to make an error, you better sprint your butt off to recover. The 0-1 pitch fouled off as well. It's 0-2 now. Didn't even get a chance to introduce Landon Tompkins on the mound. He has a 5 ERA this year with 4 strikeouts across a handful of appearances out of the bullpen. Not that it hope it doesn't mean anything in this inning, but Mitchell sprinting to recover that ball would be the difference between a runner at second or at third. The 0-2 misses in the dirt. Great block by Planchart. A ball and two, the count now to Alderman. The 1-2. Grounded hard towards short. Jeb bobbles it, recollects, throws to first, still in time, and the runner still held at third. Marauders get the out and keep the potential go-ahead tally still 90 feet away. Funny enough, rather, I don't think it's all that funny, but ironically, Roberts led off the third inning with a walk and then moved all the way up to third on an error. And the exact same thing happened. Alderman grounded out to short to keep the runner at third. Brock Vandenberg up. He takes pitch right over the heart of the plate. Call the ball. It's 1-0. Vandenberg a ground out and a single. 2 RBI, though. Grounded out to score. Roberts from third his last time up. Takes fastball at the knees. The count level at 1-1. The 1-1. Bounce towards second. Runner's going to try to come home. Castillo, they got him in a rundown. Planchart chases Roberts back to third. De Los Santos will tag him out for out number two. What a foolish base-running move there. That was the dream for the Marauders. It was a high 80-mile-per-hour exit-velocity ground ball to your best defender at second base. Castillo fielded it, and Roberts wasn't even halfway down the third baseline and just kept going. Costi fired a dart to Planchi, and I think Roberts, when he was about 20 feet away from the plate, then realized, oh, shoot, I'm not going to score. And the rundown executed perfectly. Score it 4-2, 5 on the pickle play. Vandenberg at first, reaching on the fielder's choice. Next pitch to DeLeo. He tries to bunt it. Fielded in front of the mound by Tompkins. Throw to first in time. Inning over. What a way to pitch out of trouble by Landon Tompkins. He hangs a zero in the bottom of the fifth to keep us tied at 4. To the sixth we go. All level when we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways. And you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BrainsandMarauders.com.
Alligators are important to Florida's natural areas and are found throughout the state. The FWC wants you to know that by following a few simple rules, we can coexist with these amazing animals. First, never feed an alligator and keep your distance if you see one. Keep your pets on a leash and away from the water's edge. Be sure to swim during the day and only in designated areas. You can report nuisance alligators on the toll-free hotline at 866-FWC-GATOR.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Back here for the top of the sixth inning at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Marauders 4, Hammerheads 4, the score. Low out there for yet another inning of work. Omar Alfonso will lead it off. He takes fastball missing inside, gets ahead 1-0. Omar with a single and a ground out, 1-for-2 tonight. Low with 3 1/3 pitch so far. Has allowed 2 runs, both of them unearned. The 1-0 taken. Down around the ankles, called a strike, and it's 1-1. Even offering from the Jupiter right-hander. Weakly bounce towards second. Over to it is Lewis, a routine field made and a flip to first in plenty of time for out number one. Jesus Castillo up, struggling tonight at the plate. 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts. First pitch to him. Cuts and misses. Way out in front of a changeup on the outer half for strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch. Taken. Fastball center cut for strike two call. The 0-2 from Lowe trying to set down Costi in quick fashion. Bounced in the dirt. Castillo takes for ball one. Now the 1-2 from Lowe. In the fourth inning of his relief appearance. Pitch home from the righty. Grounded hard. A base hit to right field for Castillo. That's a guy you always love to root for. It's been a rough week for him. A lot of tweaks being made. Trying to fine-tune his swing, and it comes together there in a beautiful base hit to give the Marauders a one-out base runner. To bring up Sergio Campagna, who is hot tonight, a triple and a single, 2-for-2 in the game. First pitch to Campagna. He takes letter-high fastball, 1-0 the count. Top of the sixth inning in Lakeland. Clearwater have closed the deficit. 3-2, Tigers the score now. 3.5 innings to go. The 1-0 pitch to Sergio from Lowe. Misses inside for ball two. Campagna looking like a new guy tonight, getting an advantage count, getting rewarded for it. Castillo, the team's stolen base leader, with 35 on the year, leads off of first. The 2-0. Campagna rips it to left, a line drive over the head of Roberts into the wall. Castillo's going to turn on the Jets. JJ giving him a big wave around third. Cut off throw to Olmstead. Relay to third to try and get Campagna, not in time. An RBI triple. The second triple of the night for Sergio Campagna. Makes it 5-4 Marauders. 108 off the bat, crushed by the multi-year player in Bradenton. And it's a representation of what this Marauder coaching staff offensively talks about. Getting advantage counts, and it will pay off. Campagna 3-for-3 with 7 total bases and now an RBI tonight. Just to put in perspective the struggles for Campagna coming into this one. Overall this year, came about 3 weeks ago, has played in 13 games, 36 at-bats, had struck out 20 times, had just one RBI, no hits with a runner in scoring position. That triple there brings Castillo all the way around from first. Yordani De Los Santos up now, 1-for-2 in the game. Hard hit, ground ball single in the second. And a line out in the third, or the fourth rather. Takes change up out over the heart of the plate. Falls behind 0-1. The 0-1 pitch from low. Taken in the dirt. Yordani draws the count level at 1-1. Infield in for Jupiter. Marauders up by one. Low set, the pitch home. Yordani hits a slow bouncer to third. Fielded well by Santiago. His throw to first in time for out number two. See if Planchart can clutch up here for the Marauders now. Campagna at third after his RBI triple. Planchi a walk, got him an RBI in the second. Reached down an air back in the fifth and came around to score a run. First pitch to him. Misses low and in for ball one. Planchi a stout 359 average with two outs and a runner in scoring position. 16 of his 41 RBI have come with two outs in an inning. And a runner on second or third. The 1-0 to Planchi. Taken. Fastball misses around the ankles. 2-0 the count. The 2-0 offering from low. Planchart takes. Breaking ball off the plate inside is called a strike. It's 2-1. No action in the bullpen for Jupiter. They're going to let low work here. Chance to double the lead here with a base hit for Planchi. The 2-1 on its way from the Jupiter right-hander. Check swinging the ball in the dirt. Does not go around on appeal. 3-1 now. And there's that energy from the Rotter dugout. Barking, whistling. Yip, 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 yip. Yelling. Trying to will Planchi to a knock here. The 3-1 pitch from low with two away. Misses in the dirt for ball four. Planchi draws his second walk of the night. There's men at the corners now as we send it back to the top of the lineup and Mitch Jeb. Jeb 0-for-4 with three groundouts. Does have an RBI when he tied the game at two with a RBI groundout in the second inning. Mitch with 7 runs batted in this year. Hitting .293 on the season. Jeb, a 200 hitter with two outs and a runner in scoring. First pitch to him. Weakly bounce towards short. Olmstead charging. A good pick and throw to first in time. Inning over. Fourth time tonight, Jeb has rolled into a ground out to end the inning on this occasion. The Marauders, though, put up a run on two hits. Campagna's RBI triple gives Bradenton a 5-4 lead going to the bottom of the sixth.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the the river on a Friday night. Pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love.
Back here for the bottom of the sixth inning at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Marauders 5, Hammerheads 4 the score. Tompkins out there for another inning of work. He'll face 7, 8, 9, Santiago, Olmstead, and Prater. First pitch from Landon Tompkins. Swing and a miss. Fastball chased. Santiago comes up empty, falls behind 0 and 1. He's 0-4-2. Ground out and a strikeout tonight. One strike offering from the righty. Grounded hard towards second, but right into the glove of Castillo, who fields comfortably and throws to first with plenty of time for out number one. Brings up Johnny Olmstead, who's 0-for-2, reaching on an error, and then being retired on an infield pop out. First pitch to Olmstead. Fastball from Tompkins. Eats up a good chunk of the plate. Just above the knees. Center cut for strike one called. Next pitch. Change up drops in the dirt for ball one. Back to even at 1-1. Ball and a strike pitch from Tompkins. Swing and a miss. Way late at a outer half heater is Olmstead for strike two. One, two. Slicing line drive hit to right. Foul and out of play. It will end up high off the netting. One and two still the count to the 8-hole hitter Johnny Olmstead. Batting 429. Through his first, now 5 games as a pro. Pitch popped up high in the air. First base side and foul ground. Omar Alfonso is over to it, making the routine one-handed catch for out number one. Or two, rather, pardon. Brings up Sam Prater, the 9-hole hitter. A double and a strikeout for Prater tonight. Marauders trying to make it 4 wins in a row. First pitch from Tompkins. Fastball misses up around the shoulders for ball one. The 1-0 cut and a miss. Fastball up and in ties up Prater for strike one. Tompkins 1-1 offering with two away. Taken at the knees. Call the ball, though. Good-looking heater. Probably deserved a strike call, but it's 2-1 now. Next pitch misses down around the ankles. 3-1. 3-1 pitch from Tompkins, trying to avoid the two-out walk. Gets a strike call. Fastball at the belt. Full at 3-2 now. Next pitch, weakly bounce to third. Hard charging as De Los Santos. Nifty pick. Throw to first. Low, but scooped in time by Omar to end the inning. Tompkins with two scoreless frames. In the sixth, he sets him down 1-2-3. We go to the seventh. Marauders up 5-4, and we come back. Back here for the top of the seventh inning. Marauders 5, Hammerheads 4 the score. Lonnie White Jr. leading it off. First pitch from low. Breaking ball. Call the strike. That's a pitcher-friendly call up and away to make it 0-1. Lonnie 1-for-3, 2 strikeouts and a hard hit. Single in the game. 0-1 pitch. White Jr. takes fastball, misses off the inner half. A ball and a strike to count. Lonnie takes, slider diving low and away for ball two. The 2-1. Swing and miss. Lonnie way out in front of a breaking ball for strike two. Two-two count, low set, right-hander rocks and comes home. Misses in the dirt, full count now at 3-2. White Jr. battling back here. Top of the seventh inning in Lakeland now. Tigers 5, Threshers 2 the score. 3-2. Fouled off, Lonnie heaves it high over the netting on the first base side. Earning himself another full count pitch. The 3-2 on its way from low to White Jr. leading off the seventh inning. Grounded hard towards third. Scooping it up is Santiago. His throw to first in time. One away. Three innings to go in Lakeland. Clearwater down by 3 runs. Cal Mitchell up. A single in the first, a fly out in the third. A sacrifice fly that got him an RBI back in the fifth inning. First pitch, weakly tapped back to the mound, fielded and thrown to first by the pitcher. Low right on the money for out number two. just this Clearwater team who so many times smushed our chances to make the playoffs in the first half with ridiculous late comebacks. They won 13 games in a row. There was a week where they had five consecutive walk-off wins. And now they can't beat the Tigers. And they've started all but one game this week in Lakeland with a lead. Same story tonight. They're up 1-0. Now down 5-2. Nolasco in the box now for the Marauders. RBI doubled his last time up. He takes breaking ball. Falls behind 0-2 now. Low set, trying to make it a quick inning. Pitch 0. Call the strike. 1-2 the count. So I was right. I was second guessing. I had the count at 1-1. Scoreboard showed 0-2. Next pitch, swing and a miss for strike 3. That was a clinical and quick top of the 7th for Colin Lowe. Caps it off with a K. Stretch time in West Palm Beach. Marauders 5. Hammerheads 4 the score, and we come back.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old. Crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Yeah.
Back here for the bottom of the 7th inning at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Marauders 5, Hammerheads 4 the score. Jaden Woods, the left-hander from the University of Georgia, onto the mound now. His first pitch fastball, hummed down the middle, taken by McCants, the top of the order hitter, for strike 1. As the game in Lakeland goes to the 7th inning stretch, 5-2 Tigers, still the score. Woods' next pitch on the outer half of the plate. Call the ball, it's 1-1. A double, a walk, and a ground out for McCants tonight. Even offering. Check swinging a ball in the dirt. Does not go. And the count moves to 2-2. Paul Skeens throwing up in Altoona today. Made it through 2/3 of an inning. Had a rough go of things in his double-A debut. The 2-1 pitch, a fisted liner, is going to get down to left center field. McCants has his second hit of the night. This time to lead off the bottom of the 7th. First pitch to Ian Lewis. He shows bunt. Pitch almost hits him as he jumps out of the way. Gives a stare towards Woods on the mound. 1-0 the count. Next pitch does get the bunt down, but it's foul first base side for strike number one. The 1-1 pitch to Lewis from Woods. Weakly fouled off. Catches the foot of the batter in the box. Rolls in front of home plate. Strike two. The 1-2. Fouled off. Straight to the backstop. We'll try it again. Woods with a flat one ERA, one earned in nine innings pitched this year. Has been so good out of the bullpen. His 1-2 again. Fouled off a very defensive swing from Lewis. Shoots it high off the netting, covering the area behind the Marauder dugout. We'll do the 1-2 again. Next pitch, another foul. Straight back to the backstop. Lewis with a good defensive AB here. Hanging around. Next pitch, popped foul and out of play. First base side. Lewis digging in. The 1-2 yet again from Jaden Woods to Ian Lewis. Line drive, base hit up the middle into center field. Up to second is McCants. And now two men on with nobody out. A hard hit liner drops in. And in Lakeland, it is now 6-2 Tigers. I think we can call that one over and done with. De La Cruz led off the bottom of the seventh with a homer for Lakeland. Here in Jupiter, a hot start to the bottom of the seventh for the Hammerheads. Two men on with nobody out. That'll draw a mound meeting. Matt Ford out to have a chat with the left-hander Woods. Forty and all the infielders joined on the mound. Home plate umpire out there to break it up. 40 back to the dugout. Into the box is Brett Roberts. Two walks and a single tonight. First pitch shows bunt. Can't get it down. Ball lands in the dirt. He does pull back in time. 1-0 the count to him. Woods with the 1-0 pitch. Gets the bunt down. Planchart will field, has no play. Bases loaded. An infield bunt single loads him up with nobody out. For the cleanup man, Kemp Alderman. Beautiful bunt. Laid down by Brett Roberts. Alderman hit by a pitch in the first, grounded into a pair of 6-3 rollers in the third and fifth, 0-2 in the game. Woodset first offering. Weak ground ball towards short. Jeb will flip to second for one. The throw to first, a double play. A run will score to tie it at five. But that's exactly what the Marauders wanted. Able to get a twin kill. Maybe aside from the 5-2-3 double play we saw yesterday, that is a top-class way to pick up a pair of very big outs. Lewis up to third. McCants scoring. Roberts out at second on the 6-4 force in the 4-3. Back half of the twin kill gets Alderman. First pitch to Brock Vrondenberg. Takes fastball in the inner half for strike one. Vrondenberg 1-for-3 with two RBI tonight. 0-1. Takes. Slider at the knees. Called a strike and it's 0-2 to him. Did not like the call. Not much he can do about it. No challenge system. Woods trying to end the inning and keep it tied at 5. Left-hander set. The 0-2. Check swinging a ball in the dirt. Does not go around. A ball and 2 the count now. Next pitch, grounded up the middle, diving effort. Castillo can't get there, and it is 6-5, Jupiter. Oh, my word. On a night that's gone from bad to worse in Lakeland, things taking a turn south here now. RBI single after Marauders fought so hard to tie this game twice and take the lead. Back in the sixth inning, we're now behind a run. Still not out of the woods yet. First pitch to DeLeo, fouled off, out of play for strike one. DeLeo with two RBI, a sac fly in the first, a solo homer in the third inning. Retired on a bunt back to the mound his last time up in the fifth. Next pitch misses off the outer edge. Ball and a strike to count. Now the 1-1. Misses high. Plant sharp with a great reaching grasp to stop it from getting to the backstop. Two balls and a strike to count to DeLeo. Pitch. Fouled off. Straight back. Catches Planchy in the shin guard as it skips towards the Marauder dugout. 2-2 the count. Woods hunting a big swing and a miss to end this damaging bottom of the seventh inning. The 2-2 runner goes. Swing and a miss for strike three. They throw down to second. But the runner does not matter as the punch out ends the inning. Two runs scoring, pardon, off of four hits in the seventh inning. Jupiter 6, Bradenton 5 the score. Need a comeback with two innings to go when we return.
I rolled in, bumping tins into Broadway. Dirty boots been working like a dog day. Boots scooting to the juke for some Conway. Or anything to get my honky tonk on. You walk in, cut off, looking real skimpy. The hottest thing my side of the Mississippi. And I can spin you round and round till I get you dizzy. But you look like you got your billy in your bones. So let's dig this hole in the wall. Make some sticks with the fifth of all that alcohol. Disappear somewhere with a lower population. I ain't saying that you want it, but if it's any consolation. I got a redneck, yes I do. I got a redneck, how about you? I got a 4x4 with a toolbox just to keep them old mountains blue. You got a drink, you're barely sipping. I got a tank full of paycheck money. I'm good friends with Mason Dixon. Girl, what you say we do something good? Go get half lit, hit the river, skinny dip or catch a catfish. Yeah, I take you to the holler. I ain't talking about a hollow. Put some red on the tread. Hell, I'll wash it off tomorrow. Let's dig this hole in the wall. Make some sticks with the fifth of all that alcohol. Disappear somewhere with a lower population. I ain't saying that you want it, but if it's any consolation, I got a redneck, yes I do. I got a redneck, how about
Back here for the top of the eighth inning. Jupiter 6, Bradenton 5 the score. Evan Taylor, the left-hander, on the mound now for the Hammerheads. Facing Omar Alfonso first up. Slider misses low and away for ball one. Taylor pitched earlier in the series. Appeared in the Wednesday night game. Next pitch, fastball down the middle for strike one. Taylor tossed an inning, gave up a hit. Faced four batters. Has not allowed an earned run in the month of August through seven appearances. His 1-1 pitch to Omar. Fastball right down the middle, taken for strike two. 2.33 ERA this year for Taylor. Perfect in the month of August in save opportunities. 17 of 18 this year. 61 strikeouts, 20 walks. His 1-2 pitch to Alfonso. On its way home. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Pitch in the other batter's box. Chased and missed by Omar for out number one. Castillo up, 1-for-3. Two strikeouts and a hard hit ground ball single in the game. See if he tries to lay down a bunt to reach safely. First pitch, swings and misses. Slider that almost hits him in the kneecaps. Goes down to strike number one. The 0-1 pitch from Taylor to Costi. Fouled off, spinning down the first base grass. Past Omania in the coach's box for strike two. O-2 count with one away. Marauders down a run. Desperately need to win with Lakeland up by four elsewhere. A loss would put us three back with 13 to go. The 0-2 pitch to Jesus from Taylor. Fouled off. Line drive down the right field side. Crashes into the netting. We'll do the 0-2 again. The 0-2 once more from Taylor. Misses up and in for ball one. Castillo takes a fastball tight to the zone. Has that great eye helping him again there. The 1-2 pitch to Jesus now. Misses away, breaking ball. Slips out of the hands of Taylor. Nowhere near the strike zone. 2-2 the count. Sixth pitch of the trip. The 2-2 to Jesus Castillo from Evan Taylor will have to wait. Pitch clock violation called on the pitcher. A full count now at 3-2. Base hit, ball four spot here for Castillo, the league leader in walks. Trying to put himself on as the tying run here in the top of the eighth. Full count pitch from Taylor on its way home. Grounded hard towards short. Olmstead gets there, but he'll have no chance at first. Had to dive 5 feet into the outfield grass just to knock it down. Castillo with a much-deserved single to bring up Sergio Campagna. 3-for-3 tonight is Campagna. Two triples, an RBI, and a single with one run scored in the game. Having his best game of the year, hands down, bar none. There is not a close second. First pitch to him from Taylor. Campagna tries to push a bunt down. Instead, fouls it off towards the Marauder dugout on the first base side for strike one. As they go to the eighth inning in Lakeland, Tigers up 6-2. Clearwater and myself praying for a rally there. The 0-1 pitch to Sergio from Taylor after a check of first. Misses inside. Slider almost hits Campagna. Jumps out of the way. Ball in the count, 1-1 to him. Campagna showed up in the clutch in the Marauders' ninth inning comeback on Thursday night, drew a walk to tie the game. The 1-1 pitch to him from Taylor will have to wait, a pick to first. Castillo is able to stay on his feet and sprint back to the base safely. Ball and a strike with one out. Marauders down a run. Must win here tonight. Pitch from Taylor. Hit in the air to right. A slicing fly ball back towards the warning track. Under it is Alderman to make the catch. There's two away. Brings up Yordani De Los Santos. He's 1-for-3. De Los Santos hitting 185 this year. I give up watching the Clearwater-Lakeland game day. It just goes from bad to worse there. Desperately need a run here for our Marauders. First pitch to Yordani with two outs. Misses in the dirt for ball one. Conservative lead at first for Castillo. Taylor keeping a close eye on him. The 1-0. Taken below the knees. De Los Santos up in the count. 2-0 now. Hitter advantage count to Yordani. Pitch. Hit in the air well to right field, but straight at Alderman, who makes the catch to end the inning. Cheap hits after cheap hits for Jupiter. Bounces their way. The Marauders smoking the ball and not getting rewarded for it here in the eighth inning. We go to the bottom half. Still down a run.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways, and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BrainsandMarauders.com.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back here for the bottom of the eighth inning. Marauders trailing 6-5. Woods out there for another inning of work. Facing 7-8-9. First pitch to Carlos Santiago. Chased and missed down around the dirt for strike number one. Santiago, 2 groundouts and a strikeout tonight. 0-1. Weak fly ball hit in the air to shallow left. De Los Santos backpedals a few feet, makes the catch, one down. Eight-hole hitter Johnny Olmstead up. Pop out, and reach down an arrow for 3. First pitch from Woods. Fastball misses low, taken for ball one. One ball offering now. High breaking ball misses up around the eye level. It's two and none. Next pitch. Fouled off. Tipped straight onto the mask of Planchard. Strike one, two and one the count. The 2-1, swing and a miss, high fastball blown by Olmstead for strike two. Woods looking for his second punch out of the night. The 2-2. Line drive, base hit into center field, smoked. Touching down in front of White Jr. One out single for Olmstead. Gives the Hammerheads a chance to add on some insurance. Sam Prater stepping in now. A strikeout, a ground out, and a double tonight for the nine-hole hitter and catcher. Pause here as Planchy had to go grab a new catcher's mitt from the dugout. Now Prater in the box, the first pitch to him from Woods. Runner takes off, pitch is fouled to the backstop for strike one. Olmstead's going to have to return to first. Woods set, the left-hander's 0-1. Swing and a miss, nasty slider. Has Prater out in front for strike two. None and two with one away. Pitch called, strike three. Fastball straight down the middle. Watch for out number two. Woods with his second K of the night. The top of the order we go in, Jordan McCants. A double, a single, a walk. Two for three in the game. He's retired just once on a bouncer back to the mound. First pitch is to the backstop. Kicks high off the padding. Olmstead is up to second on the wild pitch and into scoring position. Woods is 1-0. Taken at the belt, McCants. Takes a called strike, it's 1-1. Even offering from Woods. Fouled off towards the Marauder dugout. Bouncing ball for strike two. Woods a long pause, looking in. Now comes set, the 1-2 pitch trying to end the inning. Fouled off, McCants, a great defensive swing to spoil away a low curveball. Staying alive for one more. The 1-2 again from Woods to McCants. Misses outside for ball two. Planchard flashing to his left to grab it. Now the 2-2. Misses way up and inside. McCants jumps out of the batter's box. That one almost hit him. Full count now to him at 3-2. Full count pitch, hit in the air to left. That one's into the gap. A run's going to score. 7-5, Jupiter now. McCants wants a triple. Relay throw not in time. Seven to five, Hammerheads. The runner at third with two outs now. That's going to do it for Woods. JJ out to the mound to make a change. The playoff dream could be slipping away here tonight. We will step aside for the change. Hammerheads up by two. Lakeland up by four. Rodgers trying to avoid going three games back with 13 to play after this evening. Step aside for the change and come back.
There's an Elvis movie on the marquee sign. We've all seen at least three times. Everybody's broke. Bobby's got a buck. $100 worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's your hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. She's got a lipstick on a little too bright. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Well, Lucy's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
Back here, still in the bottom of the eighth. Darvin Garcia on the mound now. 6.7 ERA for the righty. Inherits a runner at third with two outs. Ian Lewis in the box. Darvin trying to limit the damage. First pitch, a big cut and a miss. Lewis about a mile away from that pitch with the swing and a miss for strike one. The 0-1 now from Darvin. Bounced in the dirt. Great stop by Planchard. Keeps the runner at third. Ball and a strike to count now. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Makes you wonder how Lewis ever gets a hit, because these are some of the worst swings I think we've seen all week. Helmet's falling off. The bat's about 2 feet away from the low changeup. See if Woods, or rather Garcia, pardon, can end it. Check swing ground ball. Hit towards short. What is going on? They call a balk in the middle of the play. And a run will score. It's now 8-5. It was a check swing ground out to end the inning. And they call a balk on Darvin. We now need a miracle in the ninth. Still got to get out of this eighth. The 1-2. Bouncer back towards the mound. Garcia will field and throw to first, inning over. Two runs in the seventh, two runs in the eighth. Jupiter lead by three. Going to the ninth. Marauders need to come back to avoid going three games down with 13 to play. Finish coming up next on the Marauder Radio Network.
You've got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up.
Back here for the top of the ninth. Marauders are with one comeback in the ninth inning this week. Much bigger task, though, down by three, facing a far better closer. Evan Taylor has blown just one save in 18 opportunities this year. Planchy leading it off. Two walks and has reached on an air. Takes a breaking ball at the letters. It's called a strike, of course, to make it 0-1. Taylor's next offering on its way to Planchard. Fly ball hit in the air well to center. Straight at DeLeo. Center fielder settles and catches one away. Mitch Jebb up 0 for 4 with 4 groundouts tonight. See if he can spark the rally. Taylor set, first offering to Jeb. On its way home. Called a strike, low and away. Slider gets the corner, it's 0-1. One strike offering now from Taylor. Called strike two, fastball right down the middle. Jeb with his back against the wall here. 0-2 pitch from Taylor, trying to put the Hammerheads an out away from the win. Lefty comes home. Jeb takes, slider missing away for ball one. Clearwater loaded the bases with one out in the top of the eighth, but have not been able to score. That game heads to the ninth inning. Threshers down by 4 runs. The 1-2 pitch to Jeb. Weak bouncer back to the mound. Taylor fields, throws to first, low, mishandled. Vrondenberg, the first baseman, with yet another error. Drops a throw. It was low, but it was knee high. Not bounced on a line. He just muffs it, and Jeb's going to reach safely. Marauders with a lifeline. Lonnie White Jr. up. 2 strikeouts, a ground out, and a single tonight. Is that the little window that the Marauders needed to work themselves back into it? First pitch to White Jr. from Taylor. Breaking ball misses up and outside, 1-0. Cal Mitchell in the on-deck circle. Taylor's 1-0. White Jr. takes fastball. Hum down the middle for strike one called. Now the 1-1. Lonnie way late. A swing and a miss at a high fastball for strike two. Taylor with another good chance to pick up the second out in the ninth inning. White Jr. trying to extend it. Left-hander set. Jeb at first. The 1-2 to White Jr. Taken low and away. Fastball barely misses the corner. 2-2 the count now. Tight take, but a good one from Lonnie White Jr. The 2-2. Hit high in the air but to left by White Jr. That one is way back and it is gone. Let it ride. Touch them all. A two-run blast for White Jr. cuts the deficit down to one. Long ball Lonnie with his sixth of the year. Gives Bradenton new life here in the ninth inning. A no-doubt blast from White Jr. Pulled it to the shortest part of the yard to get it out of here. Now the tying run in the form of Cal Mitchell at the plate. Taylor set, first offering to Mitchell. Taken, fastball center cut for strike one. Eight to seven the score now. Marauders need another run to stay alive. The 0-1 pitch from Taylor. Mitchell chases and misses. Slider a couple of feet outside for strike two. Back against the wall now. 0-2 count with one away. Taylor set, pitch home. Misses outside, fastball a few feet off the edge, 1-2. Can Mitchell battle back here to stay alive? The 1-2 from the Jupiter left-hander. In the dirt outside. 2-2 now. Nolasco, the team RBI and home run leader, waits in the on-deck circle. The 2-2 with one away from Taylor to Mitchell. Coming home. Popped foul and out of play, up and over the third base side dugout of Jupiter. We'll try the 2-2 again. Another pair of piece pitch, the sixth offering of the AB. Misses low. That is terrible. Absolutely terrible from Justin Hopkins. Called strike three on a pitch at his shins. And the Marauders down to their final out now. You have got to be kidding me. Unbelievably bad call. Brings up Rodolfo Nolasco to try and keep it alive. He takes, slider misses inside. 1-0 the count to Rudy. 1-for-4 with an RBI double. Marauders down a run, down to their last out. The 1-0 pitch from Taylor. Nolasco takes, slider low around the dirt for ball two. Hitter advantage offering from Taylor now. Nolasco takes a big cut, fouls it straight to the backstop. He got a fastball, middle, thigh high. Couldn't square it up, though, in the count 2-1. How big is that balk to score a run proven to be right now? The 2-1 pitch to Nolasco. Fastball misses low, 3-1. Chance to put the tying run on. Charles McAdoo is in the on-deck circle, primed to pinch hit here. The 3-1 pitch from Taylor to Nolasco. Fouled off. Fastball. Middle thigh high again. Sent straight back for strike two. Full count, two outs, top nine. Marauders down to their last pitch potentially here. Taylor set. The payoff offering in the game. On its way. Ground ball, base hit left field. Nolasco muscles it through the third base side of the diamond. The tying run on now with two away. Great piece of hitting, a great at-bat all around. That pitch 111 off the bat of Rodolfo Nolasco. Bradenton going to pinch run now as Davies Nadal on first. And that will do it here for Evan Taylor, the left-handed closer. He exits another lefty to the mound now for Jupiter. Charles McAdoo will be pinch hitting with Davies Nadal running at first. We will step aside for the change when we come back. The Marauders trying to complete an incredible ninth inning comeback. Runner at first, two away. Stay tuned for the finish here on the Marauder Radio Network.
But she moves like lightning, and she counts to three. Then she turns out all the lights and says she's coming for me. Now put your hands up, this is a heist. And there's no one in here living gonna make it out alive. Load it up when the sun comes down. Getaway car for two young lovers. Me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green girl.
Back here after the change, Dale Stanovich on the mound. Top nine, tying run at first with two outs. Stanovich was the lefty who blew the game earlier this week on Thursday night, giving up four runs in the ninth inning, or in the last two innings, rather, to give the Marauders that comeback win. McAdoo in the box, tying run at first. Davies Nadal the runner. First pitch low in the dirt to Mac for ball one. McAdoo pinch hitting for Omar Alfonso. Charles, a 361 hitter. Marauders dugout making noise. The 1-0 pitch to Mac. Misses low and away, 2-0. McAdoo singled off of Stanovich to load the bases in the ninth inning. Back on Thursday night. The 2-0 from the Jupiter lefty. Fly ball. Getting foul, keep going foul, it gets out of play. Down the right field line, strike one to Mac. If he can pierce the gap here, or push one, or pull one down the line, Davies Nadal will easily score from first with his speed, barring a miraculous defensive relay home. 2-1 count to McAdoo. Tying run at first, Davies Nadal with a big lead there. Stanovich set the pitch on its way home to Charles. Weak bouncer, third base side. Stanovich off the mound to field it. His throw to first. Offline and down the corner. Davies Nadal at third. JJ will send him home. Play at the plate is not in time. Run scores. What? No way. You have got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. They call McAdoo out on interference at first. And that's the game. You have got to be kidding me. The throw to first gets down the right field line. McAdoo runs into the first baseman rounding first, and they call him out. Davies Nadal scored to tie it. This is an absolute joke. You have got to be kidding me. Oh my goodness. JJ screaming at the face of the home plate umpire, Justin Hopkins, And like the coward that he is, he's going to walk off the field without letting JJ finish discussing it with him. By fraud and forgery, the Hammerheads win this one tonight. You have got to be kidding me. The pitcher Stanovich threw it 50 feet down the right field line. Davies Nadal scored from all the way from first, and they call McAdoo out on interference. My word, folks. I'm at a loss for words. The Marauders robbed. Absolutely robbed. By umpires Justin Hopkins and Connor Crowell. Who I'm sure, of course, will face no accountability for their actions. Who are, I know the mindset of umpires, are so proud. They are probably punching air. They're like, yes, did you see? We caught that call. Now they're going to recognize us for noticing a runner rounding first and hitting a first baseman when interference, if anything, should have been called on Vrondenberg for getting in McAdoo's way on the baseline. 8-7 the final tonight. The Marauders robbed in the top of the ninth inning to end it. We fall three games outside of first place with 13 games to go. I'm going to end it right there before I say keep talking too dang much. But just an unbelievable, embarrassing way to end a professional baseball game by the umpiring crew tonight at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. The tying run scores, but interference called to cap this one off. Noon tomorrow to try and finish the series. Marauders up 3-2, hoping for their first series win and the last couple of trips around it. That's all for now. Sorry about the outcome. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast in spite of it. I'm Ben Pokorny. So long on the Marauder Radio Network.